Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax. Let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get today from Jesus and other divine beings who are going to come through to us. This is a show where you are going to be connecting with Jesus and the other divine beings, and you can ask them the questions that you have about your life, and they will be more than happy to answer that for you. We will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And since I am waiting for my computer to catch up to where I am, I will introduce myself first. I'm the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. I help women and men of faith to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page. And you'll find that there are Learn More buttons. There's one under a picture of DC, and if you click on that one, it will take you to DC's Facebook page. There's one under a picture of me, and if you click on that one, it will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now we will let DC introduce herself.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. What a beautiful day to share the love, Barbara. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited. Well, a little bit about me. Thank you. This is DC Love. I'm also known as the Magical DC Love, the Real DC Love. Whatever name resonates with you is fine with me. I have a really crazy journey, and it started off with cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me as I was trying to get a message for my cousin from her friend on the other side, and she probably figured, you know, well, why are you waiting, you know, to get a message on Blog Talk? And she started to text me right as I was waiting, and it was the craziest thing. And I also had spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So with all this happening, I had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward on this amazing path. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And the little voice whispers in my ear from Joan Rivers, yes, DC, and you're certifiable. Maybe I am, who knows. But I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. And some of my education was not received in a conventional manner. I've traveled really far to do some studies, and I'm saying really far. I've traveled to heaven, and I've been there a few times. Sometimes while there, I visited loved ones, but other times I was there. That's Jackson wishing everyone a happy Valentine's Day. I was there to attend schools of higher learning, and it really helps me to see from a heavenly vantage point. And this is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered higher levels of consciousness, as well as healing on a soul's level. This journey was sudden, it was unexpected, but it did change the course of my life forever, and in a good way. And I discovered I do have a strong connection with spirit, and since that all happened, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and we can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. So I've had a really crazy journey. But when all is said and done, my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, and good morning. You know, this is a good morning for Morning with Jesus. This is DC Love. So with that being said, Barbara, I guess you're waiting for a few messages.
Yes, that would be nice.
Okay. Well, you know what? Today is Valentine's Day, and I'm just overflowing with love. And we have the angels of love here as well. They're saying, "What, you know, there couldn't be a better time to be near." And they're telling every one of us that they've heard our questions and our prayers in regard to love. And they're saying, my goodness, there are so many relationship questions. Will I ever marry? Is he or she the one? Will I ever find my soulmate? These beautiful angels ask that you take time out of your day, today and every day, and just stop, smell the roses, and enjoy all the beauty that life does have to offer. Stressful life circumstances can affect everything in your life, including your relationships. So don't let it push love out of your life. Stress is not only hazardous to your health, but do you know it can manifest physically? It causes tension and wrinkles and really can bring down your energy. Don't let stress steal your joy. Choose to be loving, happy. And please start each day by affirming that you are lovable and loved, and you are worthy of the love that you are seeking. Beloveds, love and approve of yourself. God loves you just the way you are. You were created through perfect love, and you are God's handiwork. See yourself as the masterpiece that he did create. God is asking that you always remember how beautiful you truly are. He is saying, if you forget, just ask me, and I will remind you. I made you in my image. I love you, and I will help you to see yourself through the eyes of love. Shamuel is helping you as well to become open to more love in your life by expanding your heart chakra, and that's in the middle of your chest where your heart would be. And Shamuel is placing the flame of love within your heart, and that's going to help with all of your relationships. Call upon Shamuel if you are seeking your soulmate, or maybe you need a little bit more strength in this area, the beautiful area of love. We also have Sophia, the Archangel of Love. She too is with us. She has been the angel of love since time began. She is the most paternal of all angels, and she helps to protect love amongst humans and celestial beings. And she shares her wisdom with all that call upon her. As well, she is a great listener and helps with forgiveness as well as reconciliation. And we still have more, oh my goodness, more angels coming in. Next we have Hadraniel. He is the angel assigned as a gatekeeper in heaven. He is here to remind you of your greatness and really to live your life as an example of love. Archangel Ariel joins us, and she too is another beautiful celestial being. She is here to help you in the area of love and relationships as well. She will help your relationships develop to a whole new level. She assures you that there is nothing too big for her to handle. If you call upon her, you better be ready for the amazing transformation that will take place. A beautiful angel with the most gentle energy is coming forward. Angel Atiliel is here to revive your passion within your relationships. As well, she can help with fertility issues and is helping those who wish to bring more love into their lives through the process of adoption. Archangel Raphael now joins us. He too is an angel of love, and he is the patron saint of singles. He will help you to go within and see what it is that you are truly searching for in this beautiful area of love. He will bring forth the healing that is necessary so that you are ready to have the love that you truly deserve. And he's helping you to become stronger right now through the process of divine love. Archangel Michael is with us as well. What an army of angels. He's stepping forward, and he's so happy to be here. He's holding up his mighty sword and letting you know that he will be helping by cutting cords, clearing away old energy, and any beliefs that you have that are related to love. Archangel Raguel comes forward, joining this divine team, and is available now to help you with relationships, bringing forth fairness and harmony, as well as loving communications with each of you. Archangel Jophiel, oh my goodness, is here as well and is so happy to be present at this time. And her name means divine beauty. She's going to help you to see yourself through the eyes of love, seeing how beautiful you truly are inside and out. And, of course, we can't forget who else but Cupid. Cupid is with us, and he's armed with his bow and his arrows. Today is the day that he is present, and he wishes to help in the area of love. He wants to help you attract the love that you desire. This beautiful cherub-winged angel is ready to aim his beautiful arrow in the direction of your beloved. Allow this little beautiful, you know, God of desire to come in and help you today. He wants to help you to see love through your heart. And they all want to remind you that faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these, of course, is love. So, Barbara, those are my beautiful messages. I hope that you resonate with it. It was one message, but it was you know, a combination of all these angels and archangels. And I really feel, wow, it was just so amazing on this beautiful day.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much, DC.
Thanks.
Now here is what Jesus wants to say. And I guess it'll be about love since it's Valentine's Day, but we'll find out. Here we go. My beloved, you are loved. Each and every one of you is loved. And it doesn't matter whether you have that special someone in your life to celebrate this particular day with. You can celebrate this particular day simply with yourself because you are loved. The most important person for you to love is you. That is where it starts. That is how you create the life that you truly desire to live. It's by loving and accepting yourself. And we say this because so many of you are so far away from that particular love. You have been focusing out there on the world, on everything and everyone else, and making that most important thing for you. And it's time for you to shift that energy, shift into loving you first and foremost. Because when you do that, then it stops all of the negativity in your life. Because when you truly love yourself, then you never create negativity. It's not something that's a natural part of your being. When you are coming from the love within you, for you, then you accept only the very best for yourself and the very best for the world. So by loving yourself, you are making everything, everywhere, better for everyone. So we encourage you now to spend this day looking within your heart, seeing the love that is there that you have for you, and extending that love out into the world. And allowing it to guide you to a better, more beautiful, more wondrous life. So if you are wondering about who loves you, well, you are so loved that it would take me years and years and years to recite the name of everyone who loves you. Each of you is loved, is so loved, and you have no idea how much you are loved. So don't spend the day thinking no one loves me, because that's not true. And you will especially know that is not true if you love yourself. So let this be your day of love, and share your love with everyone, including you. Do something today to show yourself that you love you, because you deserve it. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Wow, that was such a beautiful message, Barbara, so filled with love.
Yeah, it really was.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And it couldn't have come at a better time on this beautiful day of love. My goodness.
All right, so are you ready now to go to callers?
Yes, I am ready. How about you?
Yes, definitely. And our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
It's Tina. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Thank you for having your show.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. How are you, honey?
Oh, peaceful, very peaceful.
Beautiful. That's a great way to start the day, you know, filled with that peace, you know, within yourself. And, oh, my goodness, it really starts the day off on a great note. Do you have any questions, though, for us today on this beautiful Valentine's Day?
Yes, I would like to ask a question about my relationship with my boyfriend, Kendrick.
Okay, sure. My goodness, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm hearing you. First thing that I actually heard is to have faith. And possibly, you know, the questions that you have around this relationship is sort of maybe just like a little bit of a test, Tina. And I'm getting that everything, you know, will work out. You know, it'll work. It'll resolve itself in a divinely ordered way. Okay? And you've just got to trust. Mother Mary is with you. Jesus, you know, is with you. The angels are gathering around. And they're saying, our beloved Tina, please have faith. Okay? So allow them to come in and to really help you, you know. And we have, of course, we have the guardian angels, you know, of love is with you. And she's asking that you visualize the love that you want between the two of you, okay?
Yeah.
And just, you know, let that love really fill, you know, fill you and fill him and this beautiful relationship. Okay? And I'm getting, okay, things are getting better is what I'm hearing. Things are getting better, okay? I'm also getting, though, you should take a little time, sit in silence, and allow, you know, Jesus and Mother Mary to come in and really to, you know, bring forth what you are needing, okay? You've got to trust and know that you'll have, you know, what is needed. Archangel Michael is coming forward as well to help you with any fears that you have. Okay, but I'm also getting, Tina, I have to ask you a question, though, because when I see, like, tangled, they look like tangled, actually, Christmas lights, and that's, like, the worst thing in the world. When you go to put up your tree, and you reach for the lights, and what are they doing? They're all tangled. That is, like, for me, the most frustrating thing. So I've got to ask you, are you also having some issues with your finances?
It's okay, but now my finances are resolving themselves. But, yeah, it was tangled.
Yeah, because I do see Archangel Michael coming in, and he's offering a little bit of support. He's cutting cords in regard to worries, and he's saying, you know, there are some, you know, financial issues that you have as well, okay? I'm just getting, you know, a lot to be open and to be filled with love and gratitude, be open to receiving, okay? What else are they showing me? Let me see here. Okay. Yeah, and you've got to affirm a little bit more, Tina. I am loving and I am lovable. I am loving and I am lovable. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing my dog Ginger is coming in and she's saying, Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. She's joining us a little late, partying with Joan last night, but she's showing me a little bit, she's showing me a caution sign, and she's saying there's a roadblock up ahead, and she's saying, Tina, this is your roadblock, girlfriend. It's not mine. And she's saying, you know, there's emotional attachments, okay, that have to be resolved. And I'm also seeing, you know, she shows me you driving in a car, and she's saying, girlfriend, I don't know, you better have that vehicle checked as well. So is there something going on with your vehicle as well? Because Ginger is saying, you know, you better have it checked.
I'm going to have to fix the tires. I need new tires.
Okay. Okay, because she lets me know when she feels someone's vehicle, you know, needs a little bit. Okay, so what I'm getting, what are they showing me? This is interesting. Okay, that you are, like, you're moving forward on your spiritual path, okay? And as you do, Tina, you're getting the healing that you need, okay? And your heart is aligning with the love you need as well, okay? So when your heart and your mind, you know, when they have that beautiful energy together, it's a synergy, and all things are possible. So at this time, I ask that you allow your heart and your mind really come into alignment, connect with all of your heart's desires, and allow the angels, especially the angels of love for today, to come in and to illuminate your path, okay? But I do want to ask Barbara to come in because Ginger's saying we still have some emotional attachments, okay? And she's saying, Barbara, you're going to have to help me to really remove these roadblocks from Tina. So with that being said, I'm going to welcome in the amazing Barbara Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you, DC. Okay, Tina, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. So just repeat after me. Dear innate, I release my fear of love.
Dear innate, I release my fear of love.
Dear innate, I release society's perceptions of love.
Dear innate, I release society's perceptions of love.
Dear innate, I let go of the false beliefs about love.
Dear innate, I let go of the false beliefs about love.
Dear innate, I allow myself to love simply because I love.
Dear innate, I allow myself to love simply because I love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear innate, I fully accept love into my life.
Dear innate, I fully accept love into my life.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear innate, I release any belief that I have to deserve love.
Dear innate, I release any beliefs that I have to do to be loved.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel?
Peaceful.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you. I guess I have to pray, too, because I know Kendrick has some fears around love. He lost his twin brother, and he's like a police officer in the military, so it's hard for him to deal with emotions also, and he doesn't want to really be vulnerable with me.
Well, you know, you can get him to do some of the dear innate statements if he's willing to do that, and that works wonderfully and instantly, so he can start to feel better. There's he has some walls up around his heart, and so he's not really letting you in completely yet. But, you know, you can do, dear innate, I release the walls around my heart, and it can help him to start dissolving those walls and opening up to actually letting you really get to know him.
Oh, he's kind of hard. He might not
say
that.
He's protecting. Yeah. Well, there's still some stuff that he's keeping away from you, so.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of getting him to let down the barriers and just fully allow himself to be loved.
Yes.
But he does seem like an absolutely wonderful person, so it's definitely worth it.
Yes. Now, he was going to cry about his brother the other day, and then he stopped himself. Then when I tried to nurture him, he's like, wait, I don't need to be nurtured. I'm like, okay.
He's trying to be the big, strong man, but it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I gave him an ultimatum. So he's like, I don't know what to say to that. I was like, okay.
Well, get him to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements and let go of the need to be the big, strong man and just be the wonderful man that he is.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Oh, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question is actually a email that I got from Little Fairy, and she said, I'd be grateful for a message from Jesus. I'm feeling an attraction with a male coworker with initials YA, and whenever I am attracted to someone, I feel like running to the door when I cross their path. I am overwhelmed and nervous. I'd be grateful for some insight, please. So what are you getting for Little Fairy and her fear of love?
Well, yes, well, Ginger's really excited. She loves to run, Barbara. So Ginger's saying, anytime you're ready, Little Fairy, I'll run with you. So she's saying, I love running. I'll run with you, Little Fairy. Just let me know. But she's saying, Ginger's saying to Little Fairy, you've got to relax. You're going to find your soulmate soon. And I think it's going to be a surprise that comes your way. So you've got to just focus on, you know, everything that you're wanting in that special someone. You know, make out that list. You know, the good stuff, the bad stuff that you don't want. And also make sure that you're loving yourself. And as you know, Little Fairy, love is always the answer. It's the answer to any question that you have. And, you know, above all, you just want to feel truly loved. And Jesus is with you at this time, Mother Mary, all the angels, and they want to help you in the area of love. But what I'm getting, Barbara, is Ginger is showing me something that she's trying to loosen, and she's saying, Mom, I can't loosen it by myself. It's really tight, really tight. And you know what it is? It's ego attachments in regard to love. So she's saying, you know, Auntie Barbara's going to have to come in, Little Fairy, because these ego attachments in regard to love, wow, they're really tied really tightly. Goodness. And, you know, when you speak loving words, Little Fairy, it really helps in regard to yourself and others. And, you know, when you, you know, come from a place of love and only invite love in, that's the most beautiful, highest energy available to you. It's going to bring you opportunities. It's going to bring you healing. It's going to bring you experiences that you can't even imagine having. And, of course, it also brings in that beautiful, loving relationship that you desire, Little Fairy. So I'm getting, you know, this is a time, did you say, Little Fairy, that you've got to really stay positive and be open to love. And just do what you love. Connect with your joy. After all, Little Fairy, put your nose up and smell. Love is in the air. Oh, my goodness. Just go with the flow and don't be afraid. You're going to have everything that you've dreamed of in regard to love, Little Fairy. So please just stay positive and patient. And she's now saying, you know, the angels are with us. And the angels are asking that you follow your soul along. Okay, Little Fairy, and just be that beautiful person that you are because you're such an example for others. And Ginger's saying she's seen all the prayers that you put out there, and she's writing the word miracle around you. Okay? So she wants you to actually read the Serenity Prayer, and part of it is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And this is going to be so helpful as well. in regard to the area of love, but also to other areas in your life. Okay? I'm also getting, this is a great time for you to meet people, little fairy. Make sure you get out there and you stay positive. And you may be surprised that you just may find the one that you're looking for. So I do get that, you know, love is coming your way, and you've got to make sure that you're ready. You don't want to go to the door, you know, with curlers in your hair and a bathrobe on when, you know, that special someone comes your way. So you've really got to get ready for love, okay? Make sure that you love yourself, and as well, make sure that you make a little room in your physical space, in your closet. Take out maybe like 3 hangers and, you know, let the universe know that, hey, this is for my soulmate. This is the space that I'm going to give him and share my world, okay? I'm getting, you know, you've had a lot of hard times, but get ready for loving times. And Ginger is just showing me all hearts around you. So I'm getting, you know, like a relationship could finally be coming your way. And she's saying, I really think that special someone is coming very soon, little fairy. So we're going to get back now to the ego attachments, because Ginger has been trying the whole time that I've been delivering your message to really break this, the chain of ego attachments. And she said, I can't do it. So, Auntie Barbara, can you please come in and help?
Okay. Let's see what I need to do. So I'm going to make some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements. And little fairy, please make these statements out loud to yourself so that you can start letting this go. Dear innate, I release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of all of my beliefs about love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of all of my beliefs about love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of losing myself in love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of losing myself in love.
Dear innate, I release the fear of the cost of love.
Dear innate, I release myself from the cost of love.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I'm not good enough to be loved.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I'm not good enough to be loved.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I don't deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I don't deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being vulnerable.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being vulnerable.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being hurt.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being hurt.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being lied to.
Dear innate, I release the fear of being lied to.
Dear innate, I release all of the ego attachments to love.
Dear innate, I release all of the ego attachments of love.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to be opened to love.
Dear innate, I allow my heart to be open to love.
Dear innate, I allow myself the freedom of love.
Dear innate, I allow myself the freedom of love.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
And then just take a nice deep breath in, little fairy, and see how that feels.
Wow, Barbara, I think she's going to feel amazing, because I feel amazing. Wow, that was beautiful. And Ginger saying, no more knots. Yep.
Hey, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that that helps her. I'm sure that it will, and I'm sure that she will send me a message letting me know what is up with her now. So we will move on to our next caller. And, you know, it's my favorite number, 1111111111. Hello.
peaceful greetings, love sent, and know I will receive it.
Wonderful.
Here, there, and everywhere. Beautiful.
How are you, Queen?
How
it's so amazing to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, it's nice to be back with the two of you again, my sacred sisters, goddess sisters.
Well, I do have a beautiful message for you. Love is yours. You've got to recognize your divine worth and, you know, keep thinking loving thoughts. The archangels that came in at the beginning of the show, they're with you now.
Mm.
And I'm being shown, have you had any ideas about traveling and spreading your beautiful, your work and your love? Because I'm getting traveling.
I do have ideas of traveling, yes, in
okay.
style and grace.
Beautiful. And the angels are with you. They're gathering as well. And they're going to guide you, you know, on this beautiful experience. And I'm getting, you know, around the world. Ginger's saying around the world. She's not traveling. She's traveling. So I'm getting around the world. Oh, my gosh. Spread that love and light of yours, Queen. Oh, my gosh. And you have such a divine team with you. And you are so needed. You are needed more than ever before. Oh, my goodness. Because you have such a beautiful, you know, light about you and love within you. It's so amazing. And you choose to see, like, all the good around everyone. And the world needs the love that you have right now. And to help them to love themselves. So you've got a beautiful journey ahead of you. And you have the ability to see the divine in everyone and the power to change everything. And you're asked to, you know, just to take action, Queen, and go for it, okay? And the angels are bringing signs to, you know, to reassure you that abundance is coming to you on all levels. And it is, of course, your birthright. And the angels are with you right now to connect you with, you know, this beautiful flow of abundance and prosperity. And Ginger's saying, hey, Queen, girlfriend, they're opening up their beautiful angelic vault in heaven to really, you know, bring you the abundance and prosperity you deserve. And she's saying, I'm not here alone giving that message. Mother Mary is with me. And she's surrounding you with her beautiful, her love. And she's going to be one of your guides on this beautiful journey, Queen. And she's showing me two women. I'm getting your mother and your grandmother is who she's coming forth with. And I'm just hearing there's going to be a multitude of love and blessings. And if you stay positive, you're going to see how things manifest really quickly, Queen. Okay, so are your mother and your grandmother both on the other side?
Both are. I'm not surprised to hear from my grandmother, and it's really interesting that my mother has appeared.
Yes, she's with Mother Mary, and she's with your grandmother. Because you've got to realize that when we transition, all is love, you know, and she loves you, and she's so proud of you.
But I want to say this, her name is Mary, so there's relevance there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. And your mom is saying there's such a great light within you, and she's asking you, honey, to share it. She said, honey, share it with the entire world. She's so proud of you. I have the chills from head to toe.
I'm glad to hear that, Mother Mary.
Yes. You are so loved, Queen, and especially today. I mean, the love from above is just amazing. There's a divine team with you, and wow, like it's crowded around you. Put it that way. There's no room, I don't think, for any more love. It is so crowded. Oh my gosh. Well, that's what I have,
beautiful.
And I'm blessed that you came in today and allowed us to share some love with you. My goodness.
Well, thank you, the magical DC love.
Oh, thank you. And Jackson is blowing you kisses, Queen. He's sending his love as well, and Callie, too.
Hi, Jackson. Back at you.
Okay, Queen. Let's see what I'm giving for you. Okay, I'm seeing this beautiful circle of goddesses. And they have the three of us in the middle of the circle. And we have our backs to each other, and we're actually forming a triangle with our bodies. And the goddesses are all, their hands are interlocked, and they're raising their hands. And they're sending these beautiful beams of light into each and every one of us. And they're saying that anyone else who wants to come into the circle with us is more than welcome to do so. So I'm actually seeing other people coming into the circle. Isn't that wonderful? Okay. And we are receiving this beautiful light, this amazing energy of love. And it's just filling our entire being with all of this love. So just breathe deep and accept this love that has been given to us. And now we have our hands interlocked, and we are raising them. And we are sending love back to the goddesses. So we have this beautiful love flowing into us, and this beautiful love flowing out of us to them. So we are sharing the love. And the level of the energy is increasing and increasing more and more. As it is being shared. Ooh. So just let yourself receive this energy. Wow, this is really amazing. Just breathe and open up to love. And any barriers you have to love are just crashing down. Disappearing. They no longer have a place in your life. And it's happening in all three of us. It's happening in all of us. I should say, because there's a heck of a lot more than three of us in the circle now. Because this is the most powerful energy in existence, the energy of love, true unconditional love. And we are filled with it in every cell of our being. And it is opening our hearts more and more. And strengthening our connection to all of the divinity within us. And taking us to a place of complete acceptance of ourselves and of our lives. Just continue to accept the energy for a few more moments. Feel yourself expanding, like we're all getting taller as we stand in this circle with all of this love. And, it's just amazing. We have these beautiful, I guess they're kind of like halos of light around our heads, and it's just getting more and more intensified. Opening up our crown chakra, opening up all of our chakras actually. Clearing away all of the old beliefs that really don't, they're not true, so we don't need them, so they're just dissolving in all of its love. So we are standing tall in who we are, and in the knowing We are. Just breathe and accept this beautiful energy. Now there are angels coming down and they're playing trumpets. It's not really a song that I know, but it's just it's beautiful music now flowing into all of this love. It's like a trumpet that you're triggering the release of anything that's deeply buried. So this music is doing amazing work on each and every one of us. Now there are hundreds of us inside the circle, so just breathe and accept this beautiful love. Now everyone is lowering their hand. Although there's still an exchange of love energy from heart to heart. And the Divine Mother is coming down now. She's placing her hand in each of our heads. And on our third eye. Giving each of us a blessing. The blessing is moving down to our hearts. And if you're ready, just come back to the here and now. Open your eyes. That was fun.
I agree. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the ring.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
It has a beautiful energy. I'm wearing it right now.
That means it fits.
Yes, it does.
Rings are challenging from a distance, so that's makes me so happy that it fits.
Yes, properly. It's perfectly. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, my honor to have you wear it, anointed one. Namaste, beloved.
Namaste. Thanks for calling.
Namaste.
Okay, and now that we're all lived up with all of that love, we will move to the wonderful, joyous, amazing Helena.
Oh, hello. The Helena who's in the store. Hello. Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, sorry. Do you want me
Happy
to
Valentine's
you want to wait?
Day.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you want me to... talk to you after the next person, or are you okay? And I'll try to mute myself or not, whatever.
You can talk to us now. What's up?
Oh, just want to say hi, and actually, wanted to ask you something. I've been debating about, you know, asking the roommate to leave because thinking maybe I'll end up spending some time in Florida, and it'd be good to have him there, but I don't know if or when that's going to happen. So I'm feeling that I should just cut this cord now. And, you know, it's not that he's so terrible. It's not great, but, you know, it's just not a good match. And, you know, I respect him for, you know, being another human being on the planet like we all are. I don't have to like everybody. But I was just wondering perhaps what you guys were getting on that or any messages.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, Helena. Happy Valentine's.
Hi, sweetheart.
First thing that I got was just to slow down. But don't make a decision in haste. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To really get, you need time before you ask Steve.
I need time?
Like, need a little bit more time, yes.
Okay, because I've really been taking a lot of time. But, okay.
and use your wisdom. Mother Mary is with you, and she's helping you to receive, you know, to give and receive the love that you truly deserve as well. Okay?
Okay.
So she's with you, but, you know, in regards to your question, I'm getting you need a little bit more time to really make the, you know, to really make it like a good decision is what I was told. Okay? So don't make it a decision in haste, okay? Okay, and let's see. You know, make a decision from the, you know, the space of love, you know, and just allow love to guide you to make the right decision, okay? And this month, especially because it is, you know, Valentine's Day, the month of love, love and positive energy is really going to serve you well, okay? So I'm getting, you know, I'm gonna have Barbara help you because it's sort of like you've been playing like hide and seek with your finances, okay? That you're not seeing things from the right perspective, even regard like to finances, okay? So it's sort of like Ginger showed me, like sort of Helena, like a little like hide and seek kind of game going on, okay? And Ginger's saying, I know that things are difficult right now, but if you connect with love, you're going to make the right decisions, okay? And sometimes, you know, going away and, you know, just like removing yourself from the situation is going to help you to have a new perspective that is needed, okay? And, you know, in order to do that, you just, like, how to not take a person, sort of like step to the side and get yourself from a different make any sense, Helena?
You were just breaking up, so the last couple of sentences I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, I'm getting that, you know, things are a little bit hard right now. So Ginger's saying, you know, going away for a little bit, you know, taking a little time away from the roommate and the situation would be the best thing. Removing yourself from the situation is going to help you to have a new perspective on everything. Okay? Mother Mary is helping you to really be compassionate, seeing everything through the eyes of love, okay? And Ginger is saying, girlfriend, you've got to really be optimistic, and you've got to believe in yourself and believe that, you know, things are going to change for the better, okay? And you will, you know, you will have, you know, relief from the situation. And when you have the faith that is needed, even if it's as small as a mustard seed, Helena, you're going to be able to move mountains, okay? So, but in regard to your finances, Helena, it's sort of like a hide-and-seek kind of game, okay?
So that's I don't know what I about hide-and-seek. It's just, I mean,
it's showing me, like, you're not facing the truth in regard to your situation is what I was getting. So you've got to just, you know, I'm getting, like, to really look at the, you know, situation a little bit more in depth after maybe a little bit of meditation and to really, you know, you'll get a different view on what is happening right now is what I'm being shown, Helena. Okay? So you were saying, like, about going away. If you were to go away and just leave things the way they are, you know, that may be the best thing that could, you know, help the situation. Because I'm getting, you're at a crossroads right now. Okay, and this is a time to reflect, to gain a new perspective. So I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Well, as far as going away, it's nothing that I can do too quickly. I have a few irons in the fire that are kind of
okay.
Important. And that's why I didn't want to hold off even longer with this guy.
Okay.
But
you know what, Ginger's like she's seeing the roommate, the situation. And it's sort of like you're putting it on a table and saying, I'll get to it later. I'm going to relax, and I'm just going to allow everything to manifest the way it's supposed to manifest, everything that's for my highest and best. And she's saying, Helena, breathe in. And just whatever your intentions are, just when you breathe out, just breathe out up to heaven. Okay? And you see the problem like going higher and higher and higher so you can't see it anymore. Okay? And she's saying, Helena, you know, when that goes up, like way, way up in the sky, it's going to go to the place where your dreams are created, okay? And you're going to feel better. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to be you know, feeling a little bit more free because, you know, you're not holding on to it any longer, okay? But I'm getting solutions are coming, and it's sort of like your feet aren't, like, completely on the ground. You're not grounded enough. And when you're grounded a little bit better, it's going to help you to make the decisions that are, you know, that are going to help you with the situation, okay? But there is something in regard to, like I said, to finances that I'm still getting. There's an issue, and Mother Mary is saying, beloved Helena, this is a time to just really go within and, you know, connect with me and my love. And she's going to help you to really recognize, you know, what is needed here. And you're just asked again. I'm getting another message, the same message. Breathe and receive, okay? And when you do, everything is going to work out for the highest and best of everyone concerned, okay? Mother Mary loves you. You have a really big heart, Helena. But right now, honey, your heart feels heavy. Okay?
Well,
she knows that, you know,
I,
you're not going forward as fast as you would like. Okay? And she's offering you, like, you know, just a little help to really help you to feel grounded again. And she's saying, you know, you've got to create some time to really, you know, to, you know, sit and connect with your intuition and connect with me. And you've got to take a little bit more time to breathe, okay? And I'm getting,
alrighty,
you know, you're going to see that a resolution is coming, but I'm still getting from Ginger, there's like a little hide-and-seek game going on with the finances. I don't understand it completely, but I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless, and happy Valentine's Day.
Okay. So what I'm getting is, first of all, with the roommate situation, is that you are, part of the way you are looking at it is you are using the roommate as an excuse. That whole idea that if you're going to travel to Florida, it'd be nice to have someone in the apartment to keep it safe and secure while you're gone. That's totally making an excuse for not doing what you actually feel is right. That's part of your fear coming up for you. And there's a bunch of other stuff around being open to receiving. You're not really that open to receiving. So we are going to do some of those wonderful dear and Nate statements. And are you able to repeat what I say, or is that not something you can do right now?
I am. I got a headset on, so I'm talking on the phone.
Okay. Great. Wonderful.
You may not hear me because, okay. And just FYI with the roommate, yeah, I'm realizing that I'm using it as a crutch. That's why I was feeling that I think it's time. But, I mean, I'll take that into my own counsel and do what I need to do. But, yeah, feeling that, all right, enough. I'm not happy. It doesn't seem right, I feel. But, yeah. Okay, I'm going to be quiet. And I'm going to repeat, but I'll put myself on mute.
Okay. So I will know that you're repeating even if I can't hear you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dear roommate, I release the roommate. Dear roommate, I release the excuse of the roommate. Dear Innate, I let go of the need to hide myself. Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life. Dear Innate, I release the fear that I don't deserve to receive. Dear Innate, I release the belief that I will not receive. Dear Innate, I release all of the programming that I've received that says I cannot receive. Dear Innate.
Awesome one. Okay.
I allow my heart to be open to receiving. Your innate. I allow myself to know that I deserve to receive. Dear innate, I accept that God is blessing me. Dear innate, I accept that I deserve God's blessing. Dear innate, I allow myself to receive God's blessing. Dear innate, I allow myself to accept my power. Dear innate, I open my heart to loving me. Dear innate, I cut all cords with the past. Dear innate, I am no longer who I used to be. Dear innate, I am creating myself anew. Dear innate, this new me is strong, powerful, and prosperous. Dear innate, this new me is filled with love. Dear innate, I am creating my own life. Dear innate, I truly love myself. And forevermore. And just take a nice deep breath. Hey, how does all that feel?
Really good.
Wonderful. And you are making progress. So keep working on that, loving yourself, accepting yourself, and allowing yourself to receive, because those are the most important things for you to work on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are
Thank
welcome.
You both. Both of you have a great day.
You too, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have come to the end of another beautiful show.
Oh, beautiful. What a beautiful day filled with love. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy that, you know, our show today did fall on Valentine's Day. Awesome.
Yes, me too.
Very cool. And Jackson's sending you kisses. He's blowing you kisses, and Callie's with them. So they're sending Auntie Barbara lots and lots of love.
Oh, thank you. And I'm sending it back to them.
Beautiful. Well, make sure that you do something beautiful for yourself today, Barbara.
I am going to. Yes, I am definitely going to.
Yeah.
And you too.
Yes. And Ginger saying, Auntie Barbara, follow your bliss today. Do whatever you want. You know, and that's going to be, you know, something that's really going to help you, and listen to what's in your heart. She has a stethoscope. I don't know where she got it, but she's listening to your heart.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Make
Happy
sure you love yourself.
Yes, definitely.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.